me tell you about my hometown in the middle of the Lone Star State. I might brag just a little bit, but I really won't exaggerate.
I'm Caitlin Mills with KWBU.
And I'm Ashley Bean Thornton with Act Locally Waco.
And we're happy to have you back, Ashley, for this week's edition of Act Locally Waco on the radio.
Well, thank you, Caitlin. Shall we just dive right in?
Let's do it.
If you are looking for some exercise to kick off your Saturday morning, we have a couple of great options for you tomorrow. If you feel like running for the animals, get up and head out to Cameron Park Zoo for the 26th annual Zoo Stampede. Events will include a certified 5K and 10K, as well as an uncertified 1K fun run and walk for people of all ages. The chip-timed run takes you through our award-winning zoological park and along and across the Brazos River, eventually leading you back for a wild finish line party at the zoo. After the race, join them for the zoo's annual Wildlife Wonderland experience. The 1K starts at 8, 10K at 8:30, and 5K at 8:45. All races will start immediately inside the zoo entrance. Registration is $35 for the 5K, $55 for the 10K, and $15 for the 1K.
Another healthy option tomorrow morning is to head out to MCC campus for Ciclovia 2019.
If you have never heard of Ciclovia, it's kind of like a big community bike ride and exercise festival. Ciclovia started in Bogota, Colombia, and has grown in popularity as it spread around the world. Our Ciclovia tomorrow is sponsored by the Hispanic Student Association at MCC.
They will have bicycle races, outdoor yoga classes, pet stations, live music, and much, much more, all with the goal of getting our community up and moving. It is a free event for the whole family to join in the fun from 8 to noon at MCC right in the center of campus. Turning to the art scene, the Heart of Texas Storytelling Guild is hosting its annual Telebration.
Telebration is tomorrow evening from 6 to 8:30 p.m. at the Mount Pleasant Baptist Church on 3rd Street in the Fellowship Hall. Guest storyteller Mel Davenport will share stories for all ages. Your $12 ticket will include a buffet-style dinner for you to enjoy as you listen to stories from youth and adult storytellers.
If you're in the mood to get happy, you should head out to the Jubilee Theater on 15th Street tomorrow evening. Mission Waco is hosting the Willow City Band.
Comprised of four siblings, the Willow City Band is known for music that cuts through negativity and inspires happiness. The show starts at 7 p.m. and tickets are $12.
The Austin Avenue Music and Arts Festival is happening on Sunday from 2 to 7 p.m. The festival will include plenty of live music at a variety of venues all up and down Austin Avenue, as well as a selection of artisans selling their wares. Admission is $10 for an armband that will get you into all of the music. On Thursday, world-renowned saxophonist Branford Marsalis will be performing with the Waco Symphony Orchestra. The performance starts at 7:30 and tickets range from $20 to $60.
This is also a great week for getting up to date on what's happening in our terrific city. Tomorrow morning from 10 to 11, Andrea Bearfield, City Council Rep from District 1, will be hosting a conversation at the James T. Connolly Aerospace Center on TSTC campus. And on Tuesday, Hector Sabido, District 2 City Council Representative, will be holding a conversation from 6 to 7 p.m. at the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce offices on LaSalle.
Either one of these will be a terrific chance to meet council members and ask questions about what is happening in the city.
Then on Wednesday from 11:30 to 1, join the Greater Waco Chamber for their annual State of the City and County Luncheon. City of Waco Mayor Kyle Deaver and McLennan County Judge Scott Felton will provide an update and a look ahead about important issues and happenings in our community. Tickets for members of the Chamber of Commerce will be $50 and non-member tickets will be $100. The luncheon will take place at Ridgewood Country Club.
Tomorrow morning at 9, meet up with Waco Walks at Indian Spring Park near the Suspension Bridge.
We are hosting a Brazos River and Waco History Walk. Our leader will be Joe Yelderman from the Baylor Department of Geosciences. We'll learn about springs, artesian wells, and efforts to manage our river and our aquifers. And if I know Joe Yelderman, and I do, we will also hear lots of corny jokes. It should be a lot of fun. All are welcome. It's free. Even doggies are invited if they are on a leash and you come prepared to scoop the little gifts they leave behind.
Yes. On Sunday afternoon, the Floating Mercado returns. Vendors from all over Waco will gather at the Syntex Hispanic Chamber of Commerce building on LaSalle for a pop-up one-day market featuring food, drinks, and culture. Come by and do some shopping and tasting between 1 and 4.
And speaking of tasting, this is only a small taste of all the events going on this week in Waco. For lots, lots more, visit actlocallywaco.org.
We have the best darn folks you'll meet.
ever know makes living really grand. Waco, Waco, that's my hometown.